I am hereby calling the Consortium of Left-Handed People to session. We have a few items today to discuss on our docket. Brother Patrick, please start with the opening rites.
I hereby within therein see the left hand inside of me.
Thank you, Brother Patrick. All right, first item to order. We have begun the transition process for the vast majority of items being sold as left-handed notebooks. We've seen what they're up to. It's a very common occurrence now that left-handed notebooks are really just right-handed notebooks put on the shelf backwards. It's really quite frustrating, and we'd like to see products put in mind that do not either force us to smear our writing or write with our hand pressed over a sharp metal spiral binding.
I will completely agree that it is a pain in the ass when writing in a spiral notebook as a left-handed person. It is bull crap.
Hence the improv bit, Mr. Patrick.
Yes, I was agreeing with your point on the matter that, yes, we need to obliterate all the right-handed notebooks. We shall.
Whoa. You've gone too far. We're not seeking to eradicate from the earth the majority of the population's notebooks. We just
They've
want to make
away
sure
with
the ones
for far too long.
Look, your radical behavior is
it's time to rise rather, above.
It's rather unbecoming. We merely seek to see that left-handed notebooks sold in left-handed emporiums around the world no longer just turn the right-handed notebooks around on the shelf and call them left-handed notebooks.
What about left-handed scissors?
Ah, Brother Maynard, yes. We have begun... Let's see here. I actually have that on my docket, believe it or not. Left-handed scissors, we've known... This has been a case since the beginning of man. They are a bane. The primary bane of our existence. And the amount of people being treated for infected blisters from the use of right-handed scissors is mind-boggling.
And, I say we cut their thumbs off.
What? This is a mutual benefit association. I don't know what you guys are talking about. This has become very militant.
Yeah. What Brother Maynard said's right. We should cut their thumbs off.
Well, okay. So, does anyone in here have a pair of left-handed scissors?
No, they're too dang old expensive.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Fucking whores.
Leave it to me. Leave it to me to completely screw up a bit, but try to bring it back. Just like, I'll try.
I think we got through that okay. I'm gonna have to bleep that in post, but. Sometimes my desire to say fuck gets the better of me. That's what you get for laughing while hydrating.
Laughing while hydrating may cause water out the nose, algaes in your sinus passages,
and autoerotic asphyxiation.
Thank you, David Carradine.
Yes, yes, indeed he did. All right.
So I did like the guy as an actor, though. That's the sad part about that.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
You
know darn well who it is.
Well, I would know if I knew what else they'd All done, right. but I don't recognize right. the name.
Here it is. He was Bill in Kill Bill.
Oh. Wait, he... That's how he went?
Yeah. In a hotel in Bangkok. It was found hanging in a closet. Because he was,
his monkey while choking himself.
Yeah, and it just went poorly. Like, I can imagine it going poorly. If you're, like, doing it to where you're, like, easing on a stool, like, just dropping your weight a little bit, And like, say you're using a Uber, then it just, you know, it happens. You know what I mean by it. It happens. And then like it gets on the stool and then it gets slippery. And if you're not wearing TreadSafe, I guess the moral of the story is we're not sponsored by TreadSafe. But if you're going to do that on a stool, you should probably wear TreadSafe.
Look, OSHA is cracking down. All right. We need non-skid shoes if we're going to autoerotically asphyxiate. It is becoming a standard. The OSHA inspector will come in. They can audit you at any time. I'm telling you, like, you got to start taking care of business.
I'm going to be honest here. With the 1.5-2-inch rise you get on steel toe boots alone, he could have possibly saved himself. He could have tiptoed it enough to get out of that.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm going to have to inspect the evidence.
oh boy. I'm going to have to go into the crime files.
Going to need a minute, guys. How you doing, David? It's been a while. But, I loved you in that Tarantino movie.
Oh, man. He was good in Kill Bill. It was also big, and I believe it was Big Stan. Was one of his last movies with Rob Schneider. And, you know, I know people hate Rob Schneider. I don't know why. Like, he is actually kind of funny. You know, he did make The Animal, which is awful. But I get that. But on the other end of that, I really enjoyed him in Big Stan. Like, it was a really good movie. It's super underrated because it's Rob Schneider.
Ah, I see. Well, I mean, what do you... I don't know. The guy as an actor sometimes comes off a little bit too camp, but you know, you can't really.
You can do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like say the line. Say the line.
Just say it, Rob.
Fine. Just say it. If I bring a straw hat to Comic-Con, will you wear it when you say the line in the picture? Jesus, what am I?
You know, I've never been to a Comic-Con.
I've been to one of the lesser circuits. I haven't been to the big one, to San Diego, but I've been to Anaheim WonderCon, and I've been to like SAC Anime in Sacramento, which it's called SAC Anime. It has more anime than comics, but it's still like 50% like normal Comic-Con. It's just they have, you know, other stuff.
I've not been to like an actual Comic-Con, but I have been to some really cool conventions. One of them being like the North Texas Pinball Convention. You know, one of them being the North Texas Let's Play. And man, I went to Let's Play the first year that it started here when they did the first one. And I went to it last year, or no, the year before, about 5 years in. Oh my God, it's gotten so big. It's so great. And another one I've been to is called QuakeCon, which is put out by the makers of Quake and Doom and all that.
And, BethesdaCon.
Yeah, it's really fun. That's where you get to see a lot of the cosplay stuff. And I went to, I think it's called Anime Fest here. I went there with some friends who were doing some cosplay, and like the closest I've ever got to cosplay is I commissioned a Meeseeks outfit, and I never got to use it because something happened and I didn't get to use it. So I just tossed it, but it was like my Meeseeks had an articulating mouth and everything. Like, it was really good. I could have easily made it, but I just didn't have time. So that's kind of where I was with it. But I, you know me, I do voices. So It was something fun that I could just do and screw around with people.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really do any cosplay, but I generally tend to like the people around me in my life. They like doing stuff for Halloween. So I started kind of dressing up a little bit more and things like that. And I tend to pick people that already look kind of like me, just because it's easy and it sells. So like 1 year I went as Walter Sobchak from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Ow, my ears.
Wait, did that... I thought I pulled back far enough for that.
I'm sure you did. I need to turn my monitors down.
Oh.
Because they're blown out from being abused for so, so long. Need to get in touch with my friends over at Status Audio. Get a second pair.
I finally bought a Hawaiian shirt tonight.
Oh, you did? Welcome to the party, pal.
Great. There it is. A ton of them. There it is. It's white. I'm going to describe this at home for people. It's white, has flowers. It's pretty Hawaiian. Yeah. That is the dullest description I could have given.
Yeah, that was amazing content. I'm sure everyone who would be tuning into this right now is going, wow. I'm so happy that I didn't change the show. I could have gone back to my liked songs playlist on Spotify or, you know, gone back to listening to Joe Rogan or anything else.
Gross.
But instead, we've got Wish.com Nick Offerman describing his Hawaiian shirt in 5-year-old English.
You know, to do a good Nick Offerman.
I want all the eggs and bacon you have. I don't know. I
could I'll never take the nuggets and a whiskey, please. This is McDonald's. Mick whiskey.
Mick whiskey. That's a good one. I like that line. So I hear that you have an annual celebration that you do where you retire your socks.
All right. So I like getting done with laundry quicker than most people. There's no reason to fold your boxer briefs, all right? You leave those in a pile in a drawer. Because it doesn't matter which one you pull. But socks are a different animal, my friend.
Because you have to pull twice.
No. You ball them up. You pair them as they exit the dryer. And, you know, I have dress socks. I can totally tell which two socks have raccoons on them. You know, yes, I do own dress socks with raccoons. Because I like trash pandas.
Says the man who lived in Ohio, moved to where he lives now.
Exactly. And so what I do is over the course of, I usually do it over the course of 2 months because some people can afford like, I don't know, $40 in socks. I buy 30 pairs of the same sock. You got to do it within 2 to 3 months too, because if you don't, the chances of going back and finding the same sock in a 10 pack 3 times is very limited. There's a chart and the arrow goes down over time.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, we witness the delusion of man and his descent into madness over small pieces of woven fabric foot coverings known as socks.
Darn my socks.
Darn them, yes. As in the process used to treat socks. I believe it was a starching process. It's an anachronism now.
Do we have a rim shot on file? Close enough. So I'm getting ready to throw all the old socks away that don't fit with my master laundry plan. I like being done with laundry quickly, so when socks come out, I can quickly pair them because they all match. I don't have to worry about it.
So you're applying like agile software development theory to your washing routine.
Yeah, like I noticed that. Like,
do you have
like,
stand-up meetings?
Huh?
Do you have stand-up meetings and do you have a scrum master?
No, I wouldn't say I overshare, but I feel the need when somebody asks me about like because they've seen how much clothing I've taken into laundromats before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why did you get those folded so quickly? I was like, well, because underwear folding doesn't matter. Nobody sees those. T-shirts, you just fold into it and roll it, and they stay wrinkle-free. So, I mean, it's just quick. And all my socks match. So my socks are done in 5 minutes.
Accelerate like your life.
Well, think about it. We spend a lot of time doing meaningless tasks that are remedial. So the more that I can cut down on, the more time I have for frolicking with my friends, such as this podcast.
What is this really but a frolic? A tulip through the daisies, if you will. Would you like to hold my hand, Patrick?
Yeah, we can Let's skip.
Complete the ensemble.
Who gets to wear the bow?
Look, man, I'm only here for another 45 minutes. My rate's $85 an hour. If you want me to wear a bow, that's $15 extra.
I mean, that rounds it up.
Now that's driving a Ford.
Let me just scratch Ford off the possible sponsors list.
Okay, gone. All right. Yeah. You know what we do? You know what we do? We sell people trucks. That's what we do. That's what this podcast really was for. And that's why we shouldn't have said what we said, because now the number one truck brand in America is not going to let us sell trucks for them, because that's really all this podcast exists to do, is to convince our listenership to spend, you know, 40, 50 grand on a 150, you know. It's like they got the president to go take a test drive of the new electric 150s. Those are going to sell great now, but they now the gas ones are suffering. So like, you know what? We've got the ultimate silver bullet for selling these 150s. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to podcasts that have less than 20 views a week, and we're just going to ask them to do bits for us.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
I mean, it could work. That's niche marketing, Sean.
I guess. Speaking of niche marketing, we will be right back after this brief message from tonight's amazing sponsor, which we're also doing here as a live read, because we here represent a fantastic set of evening products from places like QVC and HSN that no longer manage to sell these specific items on their late night television programs. The ones that don't quite make the cut end up here on our show. So tonight we have right here, you can see it in our studio, a fantastic handmade wicker toilet.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's great for when you have diarrhea, it strains it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I figured. And this is, I think, the people, this is why you need this in your home, right? All of the charm and joy of handmade wicker. Just the look. I can see a video feed from our co-host.
Oh, I know.
Dear listeners.
I know.
The look on his face. We were talking about wicker chairs before we rolled cameras, and I said, this is coming. I said, this is coming. So, and I laid it on him, and I saw his face just go, yeah. But yes, dear listener, this fantastic wicker toilet could be yours tonight for only 85 payments of $3.49.
And that's right. And it definitely cut down on that water bill.
Yep. It doesn't even need water. You just hose it down once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the good thing is as you're using it, it also strains out the bits that get left behind. So you're able to save that corn as well and save 39 cents a can.
Perfect. And you know, the thing is the process that of nixtamalization that's used to develop maize into something perhaps a bit more editable is a process very similar to that which is undergone in a human body. So scientists have found without a shadow of a doubt that the corn that you find in the strainer basket of your fantastic wicker toilet is absolutely perfect nixtamalized and can be eaten straight away.
That's right. You can slap that right up there. You know, what you can do is what I personally enjoy doing with my wicker toilet is I take the corn kernels and I throw them in a paper bag and then throw those right into the microwave and I make me some poop popcorn. I hate you so much. So much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love Irish butter.
Really Irish good. Butter. Well, that is very dairy.
Very, very dairy.
Yeah, that would be the name of my fantastic creamery. We call it Very Dairy, but there wouldn't be a cow anywhere on the property.
Oh, gross. Hey, you know, we could learn how to make ice cream out of non-dairy creamer and make lots of money. It'd really save those lactose people.
But I thought that was just emulsified, like partially hydrogenated soybean oil. And I'm not sure that'll keep up if you get it cold. Because it does.
Hey,
it does
dairy, what is non-dairy creamer made out of?
<Do-do-do>.
I mean, we can get a real answer.
It is made out of the remains of recycled wicker toilets.
Hey, Siri. Why is it not Siri? Hey, Siri. What is non-dairy creamer made out of?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia.org. To replicate the mouthfeel of milk fats, non-dairy creamers often contain hydrogenated vegetable oils. Although non-fat non-dairy creamers whiteners also exist, other common ingredients include solidified corn syrup and other sweeteners or flavorings, such as French vanilla, hazelnut, and Irish cream, as well as sodium caseinate, a milk protein derivative from casein that does not contain lactose.
And
okay, so they use
the
lactose.
More you know, moment. So you're right. You were partially right. Who let those kids in here?
I don't know. I know it'll get them back out. All right.
Oh, man. No, I don't know. I have a mostly hate relationship with non-dairy creamer. I would much rather use milk or half and half or, you know, one of those little French vanilla buckets. I like those.
Those are non-dairy creamer. Those little French vanilla buckets. That's not dairy.
Oh, those are.
That's the same stuff.
What?
Yes, sir. No. Yes, sir.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a racetrack. I used to do a life hack when I was super poor. I was working for $8 an hour, transporting people to and from dialysis. I wouldn't have much of a break, like 10 minutes at most, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would stop at racetrack, and they have this Swirl World thing, which is soft serve and frozen yogurt and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you buy it by weight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had these big 24-ounce little buckets that you could fill up with ice cream. But they also had free milk for their coffee at racetrack and whipped cream. So what I would do is I would fill the 24-ounce bucket up with Fruity Pebbles from Swirl World. Go get it weighed, pay 89 cents, and go for the free milk and whipped cream over at the coffee. And I'd get a free color-changing spoon.
Wow. I remember when I was working event security, sometimes we had events that, were not at, like, stadiums and stuff. Like, I did one at the Anaheim Convention Center, and we literally would get, like, 10-minute breaks.
Oh,
and
wow.
There's one day I was, like, I was just so just messed up, like, tired. And I went over to the Starbucks, and there was very little line, which was great, but I was almost out of time by the end. And I said, you know what, I need you to pull me 3 shots of espresso over ice and then strain it immediately strain it. And what I got out of it was like 3 tepid, not hot shots of espresso that I took the glass from them and I just chugged it straight back. And then just put the glass right back in their hands and left. I said, thank you.
And they're like, sir, you can't ever come to a Starbucks again.
And I said, look, we didn't do names.
Don't worry. You're very recognizable.
Yes.
You're the guy snorting cocaine off your pistol.
Yeah, you can tell me by the stench of sulfur, the horns, and the forked tail.
Certain.
Satan, Satan, Satan. Yes.
Oh, man.
The other alternative meat product.
I was thinking that's where you were going with that. Hey, how about you tell me about that time you were telling me earlier when you were a security guard? How about you tell me about the time you had to get that naked lady out of that Bon Jovi concert?
You know, it's great because I'm actually 40 and Bon Jovi hasn't toured in, what, 20 years?
That's not true.
I don't know. I'm lying, obviously. but yeah, the story you're referring to is absolutely not fake in any way, shape, or form. That is a real thing that I did at a Bon Jovi concert. And I'll tell you, it was traumatic. She would not listen. And I'll tell you, people on PCP are strong.
One of my uncles could tell you about that.
Look, I could not get her off of the stage monitor to save my life. It took me and four other people. I mean, it was me, Steve, Joey, and Candace. And I mean, they don't mess around. And we barely got her off of that thing. I haven't seen Joey since. last time I saw Joey, they were closing the ambulance doors. And, I called his mother and I said, she goes, what happened what happened? And I said, well, your son's going to the hospital. I'm really worried about him. He was beat up pretty bad. Naked lady on a stage monitor at a Bon Jovi concert, did a bunch of PCP and tore half his face off.
Jesus. Also, the last time they toured was 2019.
Yeah, this was in 2019. Yeah, what a coincidence. Okay. I think it was their last show, actually. Yeah. 2019. Yeah, that's exactly when I was a security guard. And definitely not many years after. But anyways.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's there are many reasons why I would tell people that they should consider a different career choice than an event security person. if the employer that you worked for years and years ago somehow manages to find your current address to send you a letter letting you know that you've been in a class action lawsuit, and then 2 months later a check for $100 shows up, you know there's a problem.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Why is it doing this?
What's going on over there? Are you having technical difficulties?
Yeah, I was trying to pull something really quick.
I'm being notified here through my remote telemetrics that your home's nuclear reactor is melting down. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got it all under control. I said get the blast shield down. We're great.
So the engineering teams that have been sent over, they haven't reported back. Are they all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I said get him in a bucket. Yeah, we're great.
A bucket. That sounds like something that someone who is perfectly healthy.
Cardi B was here, Sean.
Okay, well then where's the mop, Patrick?
Getting Steve into the bucket.
Ew.
Look, it's not every day. Like, I just wanted a more efficient way to make a grilled cheese sandwich, so I had to build this, and then it ain't my fault. It started leaking, and then the coolers are bad. It's just pandemonium.
Pandemonium, and all you wanted was Pandolce.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait. I'm getting a call. One second. Let me put it on speaker. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, I think this is for you.
Okay. All right. All right. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Here you go.
All right. Hey. This is Sean.
It's nice to hear you breathe again.
Yeah, I would imagine that it is, because my breathing gives life to continents. But what can I do for you, my strangely similarly breathing friend?
Hey,
we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
damn it. Well, shit. I guess we got to sign off at some point here.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this week, man? What you got going on?
Well, I've been hanging out with a new lady friend. I'm looking forward to spending more time with her and getting to know her more. I think I have, what else do I have coming up? Oh, I have some possible voice things in the line, so that's fun. I'm antagonizing a doctor's office on Facebook. That's fun.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll put that in my notes. We're gonna check back on that next week's show.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out.
Yes.
I'm curious too. I'll tell you more about that when we're off of the show.
Okay. Well, I at some point need to grab my brat of a dog because my wife needs to go run errands, and I need to, like if the big dum dum I am, I wired the fan in reverse for my AC condenser in my car. So I need to reverse that.
That's but no it's bueno.
It's been 110 during the day, and I didn't want to go out there to do that. So I'm going to try and wake up in the morning at a reasonable hour to do that. And then hopefully I won't have to deal with stale air.
A quip.
Yeah, I was hoping to get some. There's these funky little connectors that I was thinking about using instead of using like wire nuts or something silly. Yeah. Like I can use crimp connectors, but it's starting to get tight in there with all the crap that I need to do. So I was going to get some WAGOs, little like lever compression clips that are they are technically removable, but that is a story for a different podcast because we don't do instructional stuff anymore, Mr. T.
I pitied the fool.
Oh, I mean, I guess. Wow, things have changed. So we're joined now in the last few minutes of our show here, apparently by B.A. Baracus himself.
I ain't no dummy fool.
And that's B.A. Baracus, everybody. And that is our show. If you'd like to catch us, you can find more of our content on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. You can find our Facebook group. You can also find us on Twitter. And otherwise, do you have three things for our the big three things for the audience this week?
My three things coincide with how I feel most of the time, and usually in this special time of Pride Month, we're going to say... Mind, heart, pride, and potato salad. Wow,
I don't know whether to be more impressed by your dedication to your beliefs, or by your math skills.
potato salad.
And that's three, my lord.
Does it float like a duck?
Well, until then, guys, we will talk to y'all later. This has been Yes and Nomad, recorded definitely not in front of a mostly alive studio audience full of organ donors, meth heads, and PCP addicts. Love us or hate us, share us. Music used in this program includes Gothamlicious by Kevin MacLeod, Slow Burn by Kevin MacLeod, Off to Osaka by Kevin MacLeod, Marty Got's a Plan by Kevin MacLeod, and Rising Tide by Kevin MacLeod. Copyright 2021, Basically Media Networks, LLC.
When E.T. pooted on screen, we were there.
Wow. That's outstanding.